Welcome everybody to another episode of HomeKit Insider. You've got me, your host, Andrew O'Hara, here with my co-host and voice of the HomeKitties. It is Stephen Robles. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Trying out these new headphones. I usually have my AirPods Max, but...
I didn't even notice.
We're not noticing, Andrew.
Well, to be fair, I have to look at the camera when we're talking instead of at my monitor. Fair. So I can't just stare at your headphones while we record, Stephen.
Well, we have a ton of actual news this week for HomeKit stuff, so we'll jump into it. Now, this first item I'm not prepared for because you put Logitech in our note here, and then what is going on?
We didn't even need to like lead the show with this, but I guess it was like our first like news item, and I don't have any additional information, and I hoped to have additional information.
Oh.
But we've had this like ongoing saga with Logitech and the video doorbell, right? Where people were reporting overheating issues and stuff like that.
Yes.
Well, yes. Randomly we got a tip that it is no longer listed on Apple's website as a HomeKit certified device.
What?
It's not listed under doorbells. Like, it was removed from that section. But equally confusing is Apple continues to sell it. It is still available to buy, still has the, you know, exclusively HomeKit badging on it and all that stuff. So a little weird. Like, we don't really know what's going on. And I did reach out to Logitech for comment, and they said they're investigating and they're going to get back to me. I still don't have an answer yet on kind of what's going on, but just something that we're kind of tracking down to see what's going on here. But yeah, it was removed from Apple's site under their list of HomeKit compatible products, even though it's still for sale.
Yeah, because I just searched Apple's online store and it is there.
Yep.
$200, you can still get it. Now, this seems to be, I could be wrong, is this the only HomeKit doorbell camera that they sell directly?
Yes, I think so.
There is the Netatmo doorbell, right? Netatmo.
Yeah, but that's only HomeKit, not HomeKit Secure Video, and I don't think it's sold through Apple.
Right.
And there's the Robin Pro line and the Robin Pro line like compact.
Which is
the compact is
intense.
A little cheaper, but still a bit, I don't know what you want to call it. Industrial looking,
right?
But yeah, those are the only real two that are the two. Those are like the only two that support HomeKit Secure Video right now, as far as I remember.
Gotcha. Okay, so I don't know. Do we need to pause on like recommend? Because someone actually just asked me the other day, want to get a video doorbell? What should I get? They were leaning towards the Nest, and I was like, well, or the Ring, and I was like, well, you know, Ring. And they're in the Apple universe. And so I was like, oh, just get the Logitech HomeKit Secure Video Doorbell. You won't have to pay monthly or whatever. It's great. What do you think?
This is like a really hard question to ask anymore. Nest isn't bad.
Right.
And I only say that now because we have the option of the Starlink hub, which brings it into HomeKit natively.
Right.
So you've got that as one option if you wanted to go the Nest route, but you do need the hub. Otherwise, I really, really like the Netatmo one, but it is more expensive. But I think it has more features than the Logitech one, and we haven't had issues of overheating yet. If it's in like direct sun, I would basically, like, I wouldn't say don't get the Logitech one, but if it's in direct sun, if you've got shade and everything like that, then you're fine. Like, don't get it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a great doorbell.
Right.
But if you're worried about it sitting like directly in the sun, like your house doesn't have like a hat on the front of it and it's just in sunlight for 10 hours a day, maybe don't.
You said if your house doesn't have a hat. Is that what you said?
Yeah, like my face has got like a hat, you know, covers it.
Yeah, yeah.
Protects me from the sun. Yeah, like a little hat for your house.
Very good. So this next piece of news made me mad, Andrew, because Linksys stinking brought HomeKit to another one of their Velop routers. This is the AX4200 Wi-Fi 6 mesh router. There's a firmware update, enables HomeKit, but still, my MX5400 model, which is, I believe, the like a line above or a couple lines above this model, still does not have HomeKit. I checked in the app. I looked for the firmware update to no avail. Linksys, why are you doing this to me? Please bring HomeKit to it.
They're going to do it eventually, I'm certain.
I don't believe it anymore.
But they're,
like, I don't believe it.
This has always been like this. This has been like a weird thing with Linksys where features come to the lower one, like a lot of times we see features come to like the high-end ones first and then roll out to the cheaper models,
right?
But in Linksys's case,
right,
they roll out, which kind of makes sense because you're getting it to the most users possible. Like, you know, if they're trying to prioritize their HomeKit support, are they going to go for the more affordable one that a lot of people own or the really expensive one that a much smaller number of people own? they're trying to get it out as fast as possible to as many people as possible.
Fair.
So I can see why they go with
I guess.
The AX4200. I know it. I know it, Steven. Mm-hmm. I know. I got the MX ones here too.
Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. This feels like, this could be wrong, feels like the slowest rollout of a software update ever. This feels like, and I'm no shade, Linksys, because I like your routers. It feels like when you used to have an Android phone and you were waiting for that new version of Android to come to your Samsung phone, and you know it is not going to come in the next year and a half.
What?
Like you have to wait shade. 2 years.
That's harsh.
That's what this feels like. That's what this feels like. Anyway, yeah, maybe that was a little too harsh. I'm sorry, Linksys. Please bring it to the MX line. Thank you. Please and thank you. Okay, so the next piece of news, this is Toshiba and Insignia TVs, two of their Fire model TVs. I saw this in the headline of like Fire TVs, and I was like, are these like on Fire sale? Are these on literal Fire? No, this is Amazon Fire enabled televisions. It is a Toshiba, the 4K UHD Dolby Vision model. I don't have the exact model. And then a Insignia 4K UHD smart TV that they are bringing HomeKit and AirPlay 2 built into these TVs, or at least with a software update, it seems like, because these were the 2020 models. So if you have one of those TVs, look for an update. You should have AirPlay 2 and HomeKit capability now.
Are you starting to get, like, in your home, just, like, a ridiculous number of, like, AirPlay 2 options now? Because I am. Like, I'm looking, like,
yes.
I was trying to connect my AirPods, and there's, like, 30 things between HomePods, TVs, Apple TVs, Mac.
Yes.
Mac now will show in there because it can be an AirPlay 2 receiver. It's a right. lot of items now.
It is a little annoying, and I had a shortcut for this, and I stopped using it, but I think I might have to go back to using a shortcut to set a playback device rather than the AirPlay 2 menu. Because one, I feel like the shortcut responds faster, and two, like, yeah, when you just have like a crazy long list, it's like, well, is this the living room HomePod? Is it the living room Apple TV? Or is it the living room TV? And like, you could, you know, some of the icons help you distinguish it a little bit, but it is kind of annoying just to kind of like have this long scrolling list of things. So I don't know. We'll see. Do you use a shortcut at all for like setting playback for AirPlay devices?
Mm-mm. No, not yet. It's too random for me. Like, I don't have a consistent one that I use.
Yeah.
So it's not something that I really do too much. I mean, I AirPlay like specific speakers, like to my Sonos or something like that when I go outside, but I just tap it when I go to it.
You could set up a fancy shortcut that has like a menu where like your top 3 to 5 speakers, you know, you can run the shortcut and it'll say, where would you like to play back to? And, you know, and you select one of the options and then plays. I don't know. I haven't done it either, but just throwing it out there. Possible.
Anyway.
Possibility.
Minor tangent here. I have two things with HomePod Mini, one good and one bad. First, the good.
Mm-hmm.
I've been loving the ability with tvOS 15 and the HomePod beta to set your HomePod Mini as that default output. And I never thought I would, but I have a setup in our bedroom where I've got a projector, an Anker, like the Nebula Capsule 2 projector. It's the R2-D2 one, which is fantastic.
Mm.
And yeah, nice. You can read the review. That's up. But I got this projector going and I have an Apple TV connected to it because I refuse to use the Android TV interface because it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my Apple TV going there, but the capsule speakers aren't the best. And I'm like, I want like surround like speaker. So I hooked it up to, I kept air playing it to my air. Oh, also I couldn't control the volume through the Apple TV remote because there's no IR blaster on the back of the thing.
Right.
So you couldn't learn the remote because the remote uses like Bluetooth to connect.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't control the volume through the capsule. So I really needed to connect it to something else for audio. So I connected it to my HomePod Mini in the bedroom. And I already want to get a second one for in there so that I have like actual stereo on either side of the bed. But I really, really like being able to set it as like that default audio every time. So just turn it on and it's connected.
That's cool.
So that's great.
Yeah.
Bad side. Something is flipping wrong with my studio HomePod Mini. And like every day, it's like, hey, I can't tell if you're signed into your account. Check in the home app.
What?
And I'll go into the home app and it's like, put in your Apple ID again, sir. I'm like, why are you asking me to put in my Apple? Like, nothing changed. You're a speaker. You're a speaker. Why do you need my Apple ID credentials, like, on a daily basis? And today it happened twice. Weird. I walked into my studio carrying my coffee and iPads, and I'm like, yo, Siri, it's a work day, and thinking she's going to set my blinds, oh, turn on my lights, all the shenanigans for me.
Right.
And what does she do? She's like, I can't tell if you're signed in. Why?
What?
Why do you keep doing that?
Right?
So I don't know. And it is on the beta, but I've had this issue before the beta, so it's not like a new beta issue. It just keeps happening, and I don't understand it, and it's frustrating me almost as much as my regular HomePod that randomly asks me to confirm any secure request for the door lock, whereas none of my other HomePods do that, and all the settings are the same. There's weird stuff going on here.
These are the times when people talk about how much better Alexa is than the HomePods. Like, it's hard to argue because, I mean, this kind of stuff, like, I still have one Alexa. I have one Alexa, and it's set up because one of my kids likes to play Jeopardy on it, and you can't play Jeopardy on a HomePod. You have to do it on an Alexa. And I will say, the Alexa doesn't have those kinds of issues. I mean, you might get your identity stolen, but...
Yeah, and wait for your network or something to go down, and like all of the millions of other things that are wrong with Alexa. Like, it has those things.
I know.
I want the whisper thing. I want to be able to whisper to Siri on the HomePod and have her whisper back. I like that one.
That is nice.
That one was a good Alexa feature. Oh, dang it.
I'm hoping... Oh, is talking to you.
What about that? What about that opposite there? Because I can say the word Siri and nothing happens, but I say that stupid assistant's name and she's like yapping all over the place.
You just gotta say, hey, dingus. Hey, dingus.
No, I don't have to. I can just say Siri and nothing happens.
That's true.
But if you say Amazon's assistant's name,
right,
she starts chirping at you or saying, oh, you're not signed in.
You don't...
Like, I don't want to be signed in and I can't turn you off.
You don't get false... positives with Siri, because sometimes I will say
never
because sometimes I will say Siri or I'll say some other random word with an S in it, and I like, it's not consistent, but sometimes it'll be my phone that, like, I'll see a little Siri thing pop up at the bottom of my phone and that's it. So I don't know why, I don't know what I'm saying, but maybe it's how I say sassafras, snagabrass, I don't know. Nope, didn't turn on. Not that words. I don't know what it is that I normally say. I'll have to keep track of that next time.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay, more HomeKit news. Let's see what else is going on. Legrand, which is a new brand. It's a not a new brand, but Legrand is a brand of smart home devices. They are bringing some light switches that have Zigbee enabled rather than just Wi-Fi. It does require a Zigbee hub, but if you're in one of these like Zigbee homes and you're, you know, really more customizing your deal there rather than like a single brand of things. Those are pretty interesting. It's going to be called the hub will be called Smart Gateway with Netatmo. So it's some kind of partnership with Netatmo and Legrand. But
Legrand owns Netatmo.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And let's see now, pronunciation police. Legrand?
I don't know. It's like French. That's what it sounds like to me.
Le Mans?
Legrand.
Le Mans, the race?
Legrand. It sounds very Americanized.
It does sound... We'll go with Legrand.
Yeah, so like Legrand is what I would... Because we can pronounce things on this show. This is...
That's right, we can.
Yeah.
We can pronounce them all sorts of ways. This is
the pronunciation show.
So that's the Legrand lights. And last piece of news... This
we don't have to do a French accent.
Ratatouille. Anyway.
Okay. Well, next.
Yeah, okay. Next and final piece of news here, Yee Light, they're updating to a pro Bluetooth mesh hub. I have no Yee Lights, but I know you looked at some of these, or we had a listener recommend these for one of your light fixtures because they have like differently shaped and like socketed bulbs and stuff. They have the M20 bulb and all that. They also have a light strip, S20 light strip. And so that stuff will be coming, yeah, soon, near future. I'll put the link in the description. Not to be confused with Yeezy. Nothing? You hear me? No? Okay. Just checking. The listeners appreciated that one. Okay.
Did they, though? Did they? Home kitties. Tell them no.
Oh. So, yeah, let's do the follow-up. Let's do the follow-up from last episode. We had said and asked you, the HomeKit horde. I'm going to use mine until we finally land on one.
We landed on
one. We asked you guys, what should we call the you guys, our listeners, the army of HomeKit Insider listeners? And we got some suggestions. Chris on Twitter, he suggested like homies, like home IS, I think is what he means. Is that what he means?
I get. We also, Amber said that on our team too. We were talking out in Slack and she's like,
that's right.
Is it, we just talked about, she's like, is it HomeKit homies? Is that what you guys voted? And
HomeKit homies? Yeah, maybe HomeKit homies. There's also Hannah, who we had given a shout out on the last show, but I can't talk of her anymore because she sided with you. She was in favor of the home kitties. Is that what she was in favor of?
Yeah. Home kitties? She was. Of course she was.
Yeah, she's a home
Everyone kitties. is in favor of home kitties. I can't tell you. I got hundreds of emails, Steven, all voting for home kitties. Hundreds.
Really? No, hundreds, you're making that. You're totally making that up.
Hundreds. I can't stop. Five more just came in while you recorded. All voting for HomeKitties. No,
that's how I know it's false.
It's a thing.
And David on Twitter also said HomeKit homies. So you got HomeKitties, homies, HomeKit homies. No one liked HomeKit Horde. I really thought that alliteration was going to get people. I thought it had like
HomeKitties was just too good
vibes. So. You know, you're talking about like a horde of listeners. We'll do this one more week. I need you
to vote for HomeKitties
and tweet
HomeKitties.
Mention me and Andrew so he can't deny that you
kitties.
No,
HomeKit Horde. Meow. Or listen,
we're up for
the original top cat.
Oh my goodness! We're original naming. Suggest an original name. We're totally for it. You could do the HomeKit Avengers. I don't know how to put that all there. It's like a HomeKit Infinity War. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying now. This is why we need you, HomeKit Horde, HomeKit listener. Please send in your recommendations. Tweet at both Andrew and I. Don't let it be HomeKitties, please.
Absolutely.
No. Please no. Let's take a break and thank our wonderful sponsor, our friends at Hunter Douglas. You've heard us talk about Hunter Douglas even way before they sponsored the show, but Hunter Douglas, you know, they make all the smart stuff, especially smart blinds. And if you haven't thought about smart blinds before, let me tell you, as Andrew will tell you in a moment, it really makes a difference when you can just automate those shades up and down throughout the day, making the light come in. You can paint with light. They can take that tagline. I don't think that's their tagline. They can paint with light with window shades from Hunter Douglas. They have unique shade designs, and it casts beautiful glow across the space, brightening dark corners of a room. They also have advanced fabrics. They provide clear views to the outside of your home while providing daytime privacy inside, and they're energy efficient, leading the industry, providing insulation against heat and cold for year-round comfort and helping save on your utility bills. There's an assortment of elegant colors and fabrics to complete any room decor. And of course, they have their PowerView automated shade technology. That's the smart stuff where it allows you to program your shades to move automatically throughout the day based on what you want. You can let light in slowly as you awake, opening entirely for midday, block it in the midday sun or afternoon. Really cool. Again, innovative shade designs from Hunter Douglas let you enjoy more beautiful, comfortable, and convenient lifestyle. Andrew had these custom installed in his house. He uses them all the time. Andrew, tell us about a feature of the Hunter Douglas shades.
The biggest thing that I can think of, you know, that we haven't talked about before is really the design of these things. Mm. When I was doing the review for Apple Insider, there was just... I'm like looking through the different style guides, and there's like tons of different style options, like the various like materials and everything, and the different like opacities. Like, do you want to just like let sunlight in or no light in? It was like endless. It was just a huge, huge array. And like, I had tried also like some retrofit solutions on shades before, trying to add like HomeKit control. And it was like, it was just such a waste. Like, nothing ever really worked that well. And it made them kind of annoying to use at times. And there was no like physical way to control them. And Hunter Douglas just thought of all of that. We talked about the Pebble remotes before that are very cool and unique. And honestly, like, I'm looking at these now, you can't tell that they're smart shades. Like, they don't look like they're not bulky or weird, have some big mechanical thing going on. They're so compact. They don't look out of place at all. Just the number of designs and styles that you can choose here and how seamlessly they blend in. And mine are running on the battery wands. The battery life is, like, incredible. I don't think I've ever had to change the battery on mine yet, but they're so easy to replace just from the back. They last an incredible amount of time. You can't even tell that there's, like, all that smart stuff hidden in there. And as you kind of mentioned before, I have the top-down ones, so you can open the bottom and open the top. I can make it, like, float in the middle to block out sun through the time of day. There's so much you can do with these. They're just amazing.
That's awesome.
We're getting another set. I just struggled with picking what we want to do for our dining room because there's just so many options.
That's awesome. Well, again, you can get those innovative shade designs from Hunter Douglas. They let you enjoy a beautiful, comfortable, and convenient lifestyle. Visit hunterdouglas.com/HomeKit today for your free Style Get Smarter design guide with fresh takes, creative ideas, and smart solutions for dressing your windows. That's hunterdouglas.com/HomeKit. You'll see a link in the episode description as well. You can just click that and go right to the website, and you get a free design guide. Our thanks to Hunter Douglas for sponsoring this episode. We have another part of our note here where it says personal projects, which I was actually away for a few days with family on a mini vacation. I tested the waterproof ability of my iPhone 12 Pro in a pool, and I shocked many people on Twitter. I dipped it and I, you know, start the video recording, submerged the phone underwater, and actually came out pretty good. I'll put a link to that tweet, but Yeah, it can film underwater, and it's survived. My phone is still working as we speak. But anyway, so I tried that. But other than that, I got nothing. I haven't installed anything recently. I haven't looked at anything recently. But I don't know. What about you, Andrew? You got anything going on?
I mean, I already complained about my two things. Well, complained about one thing, loved the other thing with the HomePods. Other than that, we've been working a lot on this chicken coop situation going on. We got some roof up.
Smart coop.
Yeah, so we're getting close to where I got to figure out things. I want to make sure I can get a light on there at some point, and the door, the smart door.
Right.
And I still am not 100% on how I'm going to do it. It's far enough away that anything's not going to work over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. So I don't know if I need to set up like an infrared system, because I do have a line of sight where I could control something with an IR blaster if the IR blaster would go that far. So I have some experimenting to do.
Okay.
For some reason, there's not a HomeKit category for chicken coop doors. I was shocked. I checked.
Let me check Apple's website one more time. Let's see.
If you want to double check for me, that'd be swell. But there was nothing listed for chicken coop doors. It looks like I'm on my own trying to figure this one out.
Now, so if our listeners don't know, this is a side tip, not HomeKit related, but this is how to search the internet related. If you want to search a website for any particular search term, but you just want to search that website, you can, in the Google search browser, in google.com or in your whatever, you search the word. I searched chicken coop, two words, and then you type site, S-I-T-E, colon, and then the site name, which I did, apple.com, and it will search all of apple.com, even pages that are not linked directly, for that search term. And then the search results...
And you found one?
Well, here's the thing. There's no direct page, but here are some of the results that I found searching Apple's website for chicken coop. There's chicken coop fraction games on the App Store. I don't know what that is, but I'll put a link to it in show notes, of course, so you can enjoy that. Chicken coop fraction games. It's some kind of math educational game. So that's interesting. Let me paste that right in the note. And then farther down in the search results, we have how to build your own chicken coop, a short e-guide. That's on books.apple.com.
Oh, maybe I should have checked that
only
out.
Only $1.99 if you want to get it on Apple Books. I'll put a link to that as well. All these chicken coop people are going to be wondering, like, why did we get 10 purchases of our e-guide for building a chicken coop? Then this one, I'm very excited to see where this link leads. Chicken coop on Apple Podcasts. This is a chicken coop show. Let's see, they released a pilot episode on March 25th of this year. The title of the podcast is called Chicken Coop. I have no idea what that's about or what it is, but of course, I will put a link in show notes. So there you go. And finally, we have Chicken Coop's Beginner's Guide to Planning and Building. And yeah, those are pretty much the top results.
So no HomeKit.
There's an Apple Music link here to the Chicken Coop Blues Cigar Box Guitar Remix.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my word. So anyway, I'll put all these chicken coop links in the show notes. But anyway, that's a helpful tip, how to search Google if you want to search a specific site. That's it. Let's go on. We got listener questions here we can answer, Andrew, from our HomeKit horde.
From the HomeKitties.
Looking directly in the camera. This is Bill T on Twitter. They were asking, are there motion sensors available to make exterior lights smart? Now, I actually went back and forth with Bill on Twitter. And he does not have new lights outside. He's actually going to put lights outside, but he's looking for that motion sensor. We've mentioned this one before. Andrew mentions it. I think you actually have it. It's the Philips motion sensor for exterior use.
Yep.
Do you have one of these?
Sure do. I use this. I got it mounted on my steps. So when we go up and down the stairs, it'll turn on and off. It's the only outdoor HomeKit motion sensor that I know of.
Right.
Of course, it requires you to have the Philips Hue Bridge
right.
to enable that HomeKit functionality. The only other option is relying on any camera. So if you had any camera, you got an Arlo camera out there, you got a doorbell camera, anything like that, those can report back their motion as well. But I think that's all you got.
Yeah. And so Bill said he actually already has some Hue, Philips Hue lights, and he has the hub already. So this was kind of a no-brainer.
Perfect.
Definitely go with the Hue external exterior motion sensor. Now, Tony Smith, they sent a message. I think they emailed me or tweeted me. I forget which it is. But during our whole contact sensor saga about how to get a notification if a door is left open, I won't bemoan all that. You can listen to the last three episodes. But he did say that if you use the Acara contact sensor, this is not in the Home app, but you can actually, in the Acara app, set a time where if a door is left open for a certain amount of time, that the Acara app can send you a notification for that. So again, it's not a HomeKit notification. It's not on the Home app, but you can do it in the Acara app directly. So that's a good tip. Thank you, Tony, if you have those contact sensors.
He emailed me, actually. It was right below voting for Home Kitties. Yeah, he was like, Home Kitties.
Maybe that's why I didn't include it.
By the way, contact sensors.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is John. He emailed us. He has the Eufy indoor cams, which if you use the Eufy app, you get 2K resolution. But as we know, HomeKit Secure Video up until this point has only been up to 1080p resolution. He was wondering if in iOS 15, if that increases. Now, Andrew, you're running all the betas everywhere. Does it look like we might be getting 2K or higher support for HomeKit Secure Video?
Nothing that I've seen yet has pointed to higher resolution, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count this out at some point. I mean, Apple has been focusing on HomeKit Secure Video. Hopefully their machine learning is getting better in their detection of objects and people. We're getting package detection with iOS 15, and Apple is allowing unlimited streams or recording, unlimited cameras with iOS 15, but I've not seen anything pointing to higher resolution recording.
Okay, that's unfortunate. Maybe it'll be in that iCloud Plus plan, if you know what I mean. Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome. I got you. There's a point.
This is a reminder, listener, if you don't know yet, you should subscribe to the HomeKit Insider YouTube channel, and you could see Andrew not laughing at my jokes. And that's gold content right there. Nothing. Stone face. It's all good. It's all good. All right. This last message is from Noah. This looks like an email. They were saying Leviton's Decora switches allow for four-way application. So last week we had a question from a listener asking, are there any four-way HomeKit switches? And Noah is saying the Leviton ones, there's a main switch and two companion switches to complete the setup. And the third location is wired differently, making it a four-way. Noah's had them installed in two different applications in the home for about 2 years, and they work great this way. Now, again, I'm not exactly sure the application that last week's listener question was looking for, but Leviton Decora seems like it might be an option. Do you have any other thoughts on this one?
Yeah, so I think I got another email, and I apologize to whoever sent this. It's sometimes hard to keep track of like the emails, other than the fact there's so many voting for Home Kitties that if there's not like the word like Home Kitten or something, I can't like search it. So if I like get it and I don't add it to like the note right away, then sometimes these get lost. So I'm sorry whoever sent this to me or tweeted me or messaged me or commented on the video, which is also a thing that I need to check now because there were several comments on last week's video. Someone basically said that in like a three-way setup, it's a normal like in a four-way setup or more, it's a three-way setup and there's one like four-way switch. So if you swap out any of the other three-way switches, you can use any three-way switch and it'll work in a four-way setup. So like I think they talked about Lutron would work in some of these situations, and basically you should be able to take any three-way supported switch and put it into a four-way setup because you only have to replace one of them to make the entire circuit smart, just like you would in a three-way setup. So apparently that's a thing. If you have a four-way or a five-way setup, perhaps, as long as you're swapping out the correct one, you should be able to use a three-way switch in that situation and add HomeKit control to that entire setup.
Gotcha. So I think to organize our future HomeKit Insider questions, what you should do, listener, is still mention Andrew and myself. We look at those mentions and like, that's where I go like before we record just to see like, what were the questions? What were the HomeKitties name suggestions? You know, I do all of that right here on Twitter. And so you should do that. You should tweet at both Andrew and myself. Our Twitter handles are in the show notes. Andrew, it's a little bit of a shorter episode today, but I feel like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me, you have all the new beta 3s on your devices. Was there anything home related that came up in those betas?
Yeah, surprisingly there was. I believe we have two home related dealios going on. So the first up,
oh, nice,
is I didn't have this alert, but I saw someone told me about it. You can now dismiss that adaptive lighting prompt in the Home app.
Okay.
So if there's lights that you don't want to enable that on, you would always have that. You can set up adaptive light. You can set up adaptive lighting. It was always there. It can now be dismissed, so it's not sitting at the top of your Home app every time.
Nice.
The other change is, and I'm still trying to work out the details here on what needs to happen to enable it, but we have lossless streaming coming to the HomePods. There was some confusion where it was reported that it came out in like the beta 3 of the HomePod software update for 15, but for here, that was not the case. It did not stream in lossless. But once I got the third beta of iOS 15 on my iPhone, then it worked. You could stream lossless audio to your HomePod and HomePod Mini as long as you have the latest beta of HomePod update and the latest beta of iOS 15 and stream lossless audio. I have heard, though, that it is not that far removed from what they were already doing. Like, it's technically the lossless file now, but users may not hear much of a difference at all, but it can at least be done. So you're at least getting the highest quality possible from the audio that you're listening to on your HomePod or HomePod Minis.
Okay. Very cool. Listeners, keep your eye out on the Apple Insider YouTube channel. Andrew's been doing all the videos, updating on the betas and everything like that. And subscribe to the HomeKit Insider YouTube channel. You get this episode and the past couple episodes there in video and future ones. So subscribe there.
By the way, Steven, since we're talking about the video stuff, I just forgot this. I had a couple people requesting that I do a video on the whole smart NFC stuff going on. And I'm going to do it. So I'm going to do a video soon on, like, we did one video already on how to use NFC, but I'm going to talk a little bit more just about the chips that I use and embedding them into things and like how you could turn like your picture frames or a Lego model or a wooden box into something smart. Awesome. You can run automations from. So I will have a video on that. Will it be up by the time that you guys are listening to this episode? Maybe, maybe not. But if you're subscribed and with your notifications on to both those HomeKit Insider and Apple Insider, then you will not miss it. So just do that and you'll be fine.
Awesome. So subscribe to those. You'll find links to those YouTube channels in the show notes, to Andrew and myself's Twitter handles in the show notes, plus all the links to everything we talked about. And if you haven't yet, we would greatly appreciate a 5-star rating and review in Apple Podcasts. And send us your questions, your projects. Tell us what you got going on. And we love getting your questions and interacting with all those. And as always, thanks for listening.
And if you know how to make a chicken coop smart with HomeKit, let us know.
Hit up Andrew. Exactly.